CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Rescuers have saved six miners who have been trapped in a flooded coal mine for a week in northeast China's Heilongjiang. This after a tunnel was excavated this morning. The flooding took place at the Xuxiang Colliery on July 20th. The death toll stands at four so far. Rescuers are racing to search for the other five workers who have been trapped in the pit. Local authorities have blamed heavy rains for the accident. Three people have been confirmed dead and four injured following a fire at a chemical plant on Sunday morning in Gansu. It happened at the Qingyang Petrochemical Company owned by PetroChina. It took crews around 5 hours to put out the fire, which began around 7 a.m. It's unclear what sparked the blaze. Afghan authorities have announced that the next round of peace talks with the Taliban will be held in the coming days. An official with the Afghan High Peace Council also reveals that the meeting is likely to be held in China. One of the major topics raised by the Taliban is to remove the militant group from the blacklists of the U.S. and the United Nations to allow its members free travel. The meeting comes after the first direct talks between the two sides in Pakistan earlier this month. China has long been voicing its support for an inclusive dialogue between rival parties in Afghanistan. Turkey has called for a special meeting of NATO to discuss its military operation against the Islamic State militant and Kurdistan Workers' Party. The meeting is scheduled in Brussels on Tuesday. Turkey has been stepping up attacks on Kurdish rebel positions in Iraq and Islamic State targets in Syria. Local media say several F-16 fighter jets bombed PKK targets in northern Iraq on Sunday evening. Ankara says the campaign on the PKK positions will help create a safe zone across swaths of northern Syria. The number of people killed in an explosion on Sunday in Nigeria's northeastern Yobe state has risen to 19. A female suicide bomber detonated an improvised device at a local market in Damaturu City. Though no group has claimed responsibility, the suicide attack was typical of Boko Haram, a terror group waging war against the most populous African country since 2009. The government has called on security agencies to step up surveillance and urge people to remain very vigilant. At least 13 people were killed and 20 others injured in a suicide bombing by the Al-Shahab group in Mogadishu, Somalia. The attack happened at a hotel which was rammed by a car packed with explosives. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shahab group has frequently launched bomb and gun attacks in the capital in its bid to topple Somalia's Western-backed government. The African Union's force in Somalia has been helping the country battle the Islamist rebels. The group said in a statement that the hotel was targeted because it hosts Western embassies coordinating the offensive. U.S. President Barack Obama is now in Addis Ababa for an official visit to Ethiopia. Obama will also visit the African Union headquarters in the city, where he will hold a meeting with the chairperson of the AU Commission and other officials at the Pan-African Bloc. Obama will also deliver a speech aimed at the African continent from the Nelson Mandela Hall at the AU Conference Center. Ethiopia is the second leg of Obama's tour after Kenya, where the U.S. president pledged to provide more funds for the war against terrorism and also increase training for Kenyan security forces. China's public security minister says China highly appreciates the contributions made by overseas non-governmental organizations and will further support their friendly activities in the country. Guo Shengkun made the remarks during a symposium on overseas NGOs held in Shanghai, attended by representatives from several Chinese government departments and renowned overseas NGOs, as well as consul generals of the United States, Britain, and Germany. He says the Chinese government will provide more convenience to foreign NGOs in China. Thousands of overseas NGOs have entered China since its opening up in late 1970s, bringing advanced technologies and management skills. The Chinese Civil Aviation Watchdog has asked local branches to strengthen aviation security checks on medium-sized, small, and new airports. The Civil Aviation Administration of China issued the notification after a passenger tried to set fire to the cabin of a plane on Sunday. The incident happened aboard a Shenzhen Airlines flight from the city of Taizhou to Guangzhou. The suspect reportedly tried twice to set a fire on board. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.